Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Not any Friday morning. There is a live roundtable at the Linda this morning, beginning at 9 a.m. A full audience, panel. Tune in.
It is also symbolic of what we're trying to do here, which is, David, to make sure that we get through it. It's going to be a very tough road. We have only 2 weeks to go. We need to raise $500,000 in 2 weeks in order to have a reasonable fund drive. So we need to be where we've always been going into this. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew we had to come up with $1 million. We've got $900,000 of that now, over 900,000, probably very close to a million. And so now we have to raise that other $500,000. We only have 2 weeks to do it. I don't know who will step forward. I don't know who will offer a challenge. I don't know at what point everybody will understand that we could be here for a long, long time for the fund drive if we just can't make this happen now. So I'm asking everybody to do whatever they can and to understand in their hearts what this is about, their hearts and their brains. We put this together. There will always be people who don't like what we've done. I hear from them. It's up to us to absolutely say, we made it, we're going to keep it. Do what you can. Do it today. Do it this morning. Just go to WAMC.org, and we'll love you for it, and we'll appreciate it, and we love everybody who's already done something. I know it's exhausting, but we can do it. We've always done it.
Now to whether or not we're going to see a government shutdown. We have till midnight tonight. It's gone through the House. Hopes, as many of the headlines look dim in the Senate. Is it theater or not?
Well, apparently it's not theater. Everybody's dug in here. I find it literally unbelievable that this is happening. Offers have been made in order to bring the two sides together, but Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are solidly sticking to the idea that they have to fix DACA and that this is a time when they can get that done and they don't want to see it fly the coop the moment that they have. The Republicans have people like Mark Meadows and others, conservatives, who are dead set against any immigration reform of this type. They want immigration reform, of course, but it includes walls and things like that. So everybody's sort of dug in, and the propaganda machine is working overtime on the Republican side to blame the Democrats. The Democrats, from their perspective, are basically saying, no, this is incredibly important to us. But the Republicans do control both houses of Congress, the presidency, and frankly, the Supreme Court. So if ever they had the trifecta going for them, if ever they had the power, this is the time that they have it. But they don't want to take the responsibility. They want somebody else to be responsible, the Democrats, who are in the minority. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Assuming it does shut down, who gets blamed?
Well, that's exactly the point, David. The American people are smarter than a lot of people give them credit for. They know what I just said is true, that the Republicans control the government, the Senate, the House, and the House version and the Senate version are not going to be the same, although they tried that. The problem is, of course, in the Senate, there is no so-called nuclear option. It takes 60 votes to get this thing through. They did it on so many other things that I think they may have forgotten how this thing now works. Now, of course, they can reinstall the nuclear option, meaning that it would just take 50 votes. But if they do that, or 51 votes, if they do that, you know what's going to happen. There's going to be hell to pay when the Democrats get a hold of things, and they know it.
How about this? Former Vice President Joe Biden has a double-digit lead over the next closest contender in the new Harvard Caps Harris poll of potential 2020 Democratic presidential candidates.
Well, David, as you know, we had a congressional corner with Sean Patrick Maloney the other day, who said it's time for the younger people in the party to take the lead. Nevertheless, Biden is a great favorite of the American people. I like him very much. And even though he's older, there is an affection for the guy. There is a sense that people know who he is and what he is, that he was an able lieutenant for Barack Obama. The problem for him is that he has this affliction in which he tends to put his foot into it when he doesn't have to. And that is going to be his problem. People will be watching for that. David, it's 3 years to go. A lot can happen in 3 years.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Well, we don't have 3 years to fill the lockbox. We only have till February 5th.
David, you are so right. And I am, frankly, so scared. There's plenty of people to fill the lockbox. A liberal estimate is 1 out of 10 people pay up. And those people are the most responsible, wonderful people in the world. For those people who haven't done it yet, get on the good side. We need you. I'm pleading with you to understand, not for the money, but to understand what this is all about. WAMC.org.